We're at the end of the month, but not the end of the show. It's just the beginning for The Beacon. Mrs. Kleeman, how are you?
Good.
You smell like you got some sweets over there.
I just put some vanilla lotion on.
Oh, I see.
Bath & Body Works was having a clearance sale on all their Christmas scents, so I snagged some purse lotions.
I see.
I did, and it's lovely.
It smells good.
Thank you.
I'm going to smell. You smell like a cake.
I do, actually. It's Vanilla Bean Noel.
Oh.
I think they just add the Noel and put like a Christmas decoration on it.
Oh, but it's an appropriate Chicago song, though, you know.
That Vanilla Bean Noel?
Yeah, Noel, I took the bus.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, look, you learned something new.
No. So how's your life been? What's
good.
Going on this
no,
week?
Anything you know what? I'm nothing interesting. Like I mentioned to you before, it's all kids all the time. Life just doesn't fluctuate from that
that's
standard,
true.
Which,
that's
you know, true. That's where I am in this season of my life, and I'm perfectly content with that. So,
absolutely.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? How are things?
Things are going well.
Good.
We had to relocate mom, but we're doing
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, we did.
Cost-wise was just, it's ridiculous what they charge for senior care.
Yeah, it's very
seriously, they ought to, once somebody turns 85, everything should be free.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Because
life isn't getting any easier.
No.
I mean, if anything, there's just, we'd face the most challenges in that short period of our lives.
And we're living longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what's causing a lot of problem for a lot of these places.
I know. Did you have to relocate her again since you last talked about it? Or Oh, really?
This will be her third relocation.
Oh, no.
So,
is this one going to stick, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
I think this will make it.
Good, good.
Because it's Catholic run.
Okay.
It is, let's see, they have a chapel. They have all the good stuff there that the seniors like.
Good.
And she's not really locked down.
Good, good.
She's more or less, she can walk around, but they ask her where she's going.
Okay.
And they have a lot of security that way.
Yeah.
On the floor, down in the lobby, there's a receptionist always. And they got an interesting door system where one will open, let you out, but you'll get stuck in the vestibule.
Okay.
If you don't know how to get the rest of the way out
interesting.
The door.
You know, I appreciate so much that they still let them have their freedom, because that's what I find to be so, just these facilities,
sure.
You know, these people are still human beings,
right.
And they still have every right available to live and be free, and so many of these facilities just, like you said, lock them down.
Well, because all they really want is the money.
Yeah.
And it's spent on how the place looks.
Right.
Not on the care.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, there's one in Arlington Heights that's $10,000 a month.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's crazy.
I mean, it's ridiculous
that
when you think
ridiculous.
About it.
That is ridiculous. Jeez.
So another guy that's ridiculous at times is Jim Chilson.
He can be. No, he is a fountain of knowledge. He's actually our big advocate for all the utility stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he's like Buckingham Fountain. They turn him off in November.
Do they?
No. So he's going to tell us what's going on in the world of utilities. And they finally have something, a guide. It's not a control, you know, or rules, but they have a guide for choosing what you choose for cable TV.
Oh.
Because cable TV is not regulated.
It's not?
It is not regulated.
My.
It's only federally regulated. And the point is that they can go hog wild. They can charge whatever they want to.
Yeah, and they do.
Oh, and they do. That's for sure.
If you're, you know,
sure.
Use that the big cable wolf of Chicago. Y'all know what we're talking
Please,
about.
Yeah. But the point is, we ought to go back to cafeteria style. which a couple of the senators want, but they can't get passed.
What is cafeteria-style cable?
That means you go in and you pick what you want.
Oh, that would be nice.
Because on the average television viewer watches only about 7 or 8 channels.
That's it, right?
That's
and
it.
They charge us an arm and a leg for 700 channels
when we don't use them, right? When we don't watch them.
We don't need them. That would be great if we could have like an a la carte.
Yeah.
Just pick and choose. That, yeah.
You know, and if you want something else, then it's pay-per-view.
Right.
You know, then it's up to you to pay for it.
Absolutely. Well, I can see that the cable industry would not be happy about that. But
of course.
You know what? I mean, I'm ready to cancel my cable because I pay $160 a month for, you know, there's maybe 3 shows that I watch on a regular basis.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
I pay $220 a month.
For what?
Well, the phone is hooked into it, too.
Well, so what? I mean, the phone should only be like $20 a month at most.
No, because I use directory assistance. So each directory assistance call is $3.
Oh, jeez.
So, shows you how many times I use directory assistance.
Yeah.
You know, but no, our bill is supposed to be, if you did the cable part of it, it would be like $120.
Yeah. The cable's really where they get you.
Right.
I mean,
the phone is where they get you.
Well, I think you must be using some sort of, because I've had a landline before.
Our
it was
buddy,
only like $20.
Our buddies were saying, it's all in a package.
Yeah.
So if I went to the other company, I'd probably get a better deal for the phone.
Right,
so.
Right.
But anyway, I digest. I digress.
That's good.
I'll go digest, too, if you let me. I digress to getting Mr. Chilson on the air. So I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
We will be right back with Jim Chilson from the Citizens Utility Board.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of my all-time favorite people is joining us on the program this morning. And when I say all-time favorite, I really sincerely mean that. It's Jim Chilson from the Citizens Utility Board. How are you doing?
Good, Bill. Boy, the check's in the mail.
Oh, God. Great. Terrific. You know, unfortunately, I can't say if you need a job, I got one for you. But, you know, not as your high salary.
Yeah, right.
But so how was your New Year? Good?
Yeah, it was great. Let me tell you, we had a busy December at Cub, and now we've hit the ground running in January. We've suddenly got a lot of different rate hike cases to handle, and just a lot of consumer advocacy projects on our plate.
Well, you know what? You guys are the guys to handle it.
That's right. And I said before, you know, I don't get a big paycheck, but we get a lot of rewards. I tell you, you haven't lived, Bill, until you've left a utility bill clinic and you've made a grandma smile because you've saved her, you know, $50 a month getting her off a bad electricity deal or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because that's what it's all about, being an advocate group.
Right.
To make sure that people are not getting taken by these utilities and whatever else is controlled by the ICC and that. Speaking of that, there are some rate hikes coming into effect, right?
Absolutely. We had a couple, unfortunately. Now, we were proud last year. We saved consumers. Like, we were involved in rate cases, and we cut, it was about $35 million total getting refunds for customers or getting reducing rate hikes. But the big one was ComEd just got a $127.5 million rate hike. It went in effect on January 1st. That's about $2 a month extra on the average customer's bill, which is about 660 kilowatt hours a month.
What are they going to do with that money?
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be, and that's what we're pushing them on. We were able to. They originally wanted about $10 million more than that. We helped cut that original request down by about $10 million.
Wow!
And there's been a new development. The case is being reheard. Parts of the case are being reheard by the Illinois Commerce Commission, and there is a strong chance that we're going to cut it. We're going to cut that additionally by another $17 million. And hopefully more. We're looking at the case right now. But there was a new development that ComEd came forward to the commission and said, hey, there's this new reporting. It's an issue involving OSHA reporting, if you can believe this, and how it connects to employee bonuses at the company. And that is going to lead to, there's a strong chance it's going to be at least $17 million. We hope it'll be even more.
Wow.
But so that's a big deal. But what the company's supposed to be doing with that is they're supposed to be using that money to upgrade, you know, the infrastructure to make their to build, you know, a smarter power grid. And that's the other part of our jobs. In addition to, doesn't make them very happy when we fight these rate hikes, but we also, you know, are pushing them to live up to their promises to build this, you know, build the better power grid. And that has, if they do it right, that's going to lead to, and it already has led to savings for customers and, you know, avoided power outages and things like that. But, you know, it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be a fight on our hands. And one of the good things is something happened in Springfield. An energy bill was passed, and ComEd, as part of the energy bill, agreed to drop its electricity usage, meaning it's going to make the whole grid more efficient by 21.5% by 2030,
mm-hmm.
And that is not usual, where you get the company to agree to basically, you know, that's how it makes money, is by getting customers to use more electricity. Well, it's agreed to to become more efficient, which is always a good thing. So, you know, there's always going to be battles, there's frustrations. You know, the 127.5, that's way more than what the company deserved. But we'll keep fighting and cutting those as much as possible.
There was something else when you and I talked about getting ready for this segment.
Yeah.
Are they finally going to start regulating cable in the state?
Well, no. Interesting that you say that. About 10 years ago, a bill, CUB, was part of a bill that passed the legislature, the state legislature, that was one of the strongest service standard bills in the country, meaning that the cable companies agreed to service standards, and if they don't make those service standards, it has to give customers compensation on their bills. And we just came out with a new cable guide because in the end the cable industry is still way too lightly regulated.
Oh.
And that ship has left port, unfortunately. But what we did is we put out this cable guide. It's a 19-page cable guide. It's absolutely free, and you can get it at cubcablecenter.com. That's cubcablecenter.com. And it gives consumers tips and tools on how to cut their bills. And whether they want to stay with their current cable provider, it gives tips on, you know, how to negotiate with your company, or whether you want to drop your cable company and, you know, cut the cords, so to speak. Either way, we don't play favorites. Whatever you want to do, we try to give people good basic information on how to do that.
And I think what the situation is with the cable industry, it's got to be federally regulated.
Right. And there are some regulations now, like the FCC does some regulating. In Congress, they're trying to, you know, John McCain for years has been trying to pass an a la carte cable bill, which would allow, which would force the companies to come up with plans that allow you to choose, you know, what
yep.
channels you want and only pay for the channels that you want. You know, the average, you know, cable package has about, you know, well over 100, close to 200 channels, and we use, on average, one study showed about 17 on
yeah,
average.
I agree.
I know it's ridiculous. I mean, we have well over 100 channels at my home, and it's just crazy. But, you know, there are some things. What's the good news is that cutting the cord, those streaming services, they may not be for everyone, but they are starting to cause some pressure on the traditional cable companies, you know, to be a little bit more in the mood to negotiate with a customer. You know, I know people who call up every 6 months and try to get, you know, a reduction on their bill. It's a lot. It's work because you have to call up every 6 months and, you know, continue to get those lower rates. But, you know, that's in this current environment, I think the cable companies are feeling some pressure from these internet-based streaming services. But that's number one. What we tell people is before leaving your cable company, try engaging it. You know, it's the pay TV industry is one of the few where the longest, most loyal customers end up paying the highest bills. The best deals are for newer customers. So, what we tell people is try to find out what those new deals are, or take a competitor's rates to your cable company and say, can you match this? And a lot of times, we've heard of a lot of people having some success. But, you know, Bill, the old standby, don't forget the old standbys. A lot of people can get, especially in the Chicago area, can get just antenna, over-the-air antenna service where they get, you know, the basic channels, and then they might supplement it with a low-cost streaming service such as Netflix for like $8 a month, you know, and that's it. That's all they pay for their TV service. The other thing is the local library is a wealth of DVD, you know, information, old, you know, sitcoms.
Sure.
New stuff and movies. People shouldn't forget the local library, that if you're looking for something, if you just get basic TV service that's free with an antenna, you might want to supplement that with either a low-cost streaming service or what your local library gives you. And I'm a big fan of the local library, and they have just, you know, a complete library of viewing material.
Really? What's your favorite?
What is my favorite old TV show?
Yeah.
Archie Bunker. I love it. Let me tell you, my Ma and Pa Chilson watched a lot of Archie Bunker, and I grew up loving it. So that's one of my favorites. But also, the movies are awesome.
I'm so sick and tired of that show. Honest to God, one cable network drops it, the other one picks it up.
Oh, Archie Bunker, you mean?
Oh God.
You know, a lot of people, what they're doing, it's interesting, are cord stackers. And this is interesting. I found out that my family's one of them is. They keep their traditional cable package, but they're also going with the streaming service. You know, I bought my wife a Netflix subscription. She had wanted one for years and years, and I had resisted it. There's a lot of people doing that where they get, a TV reporter said, you know, Jim, you can only negotiate so much. And what she does, she gets the lowest cable package she can get, the cheapest one. It's maybe about $20 to $30 a month. And then she goes and gets a streaming service and on top of it, and, you know, for $8 a month, like Netflix, or, you know, there's a bunch, Hulu and Amazon Prime, which are pretty cheap compared to, you know, traditional cable packages.
Sure.
And you can, I think what the bottom line is, unfortunately, and this is what happens when you have a too lightly regulated market, is the customer is forced to be, you know, super educated, uber educated on these issues, and is forced to be really creative in how they get their, on how they save money on their viewing choices. It should be just much easier to do that.
And just think when we were kids.
Yeah.
You could walk over and push a button or pull on a knob.
Yep.
And there was television.
Yeah, it was cheap. And you can go back to that. There's, you know, a couple people on our staff here have regular standard service. They get an antenna. They don't look like your, you know, like, they don't look like my parents' rabbit ears, but they look like, they look, you know, high-tech, but they're relatively cheap. And you can get a lot of channels, especially in the Chicago area, you can get a lot of channels. That doesn't work for everyone. But you can go back to those basics. But, you know, we're encouraging people, if you want to get a free guide, just go to cubcablecenter.com. It might be shocking. We just got a new website. We've finally been working on it all year. We put it up in late December or mid-December, and it's up there. But if you go to cubcablecenter.com, that is part of the Citizens Utility Board.
Terrific. Now, you were mentioning something before, too, about the gas companies.
Yes. Yeah, the gas prices are... The bad news is that the EIA, which is the statistical arm of the Department of Energy, it's the Energy Information Administration, it says that Midwest gas customers, you know, this is Midwest, it's not just Illinois, but they can expect to pay up to 30% more this winter for natural gas to heat
wow.
their homes.
Wow.
However, gas prices were incredibly low at 15-year lows last winter. They're still low. They're just higher than what they were last winter. So right now, Peoples Gas is charging about 39 cents a therm. Nicor is charging about 42. Now, Nicor last January, just to give you an idea of how cheap it was last winter, last January it was charging 27 cents a therm.
Whoa.
Yeah, now it's charging 42 cents a therm, which is about, I think it's about a 50, it's over 50% increase. However, we're still at a low point in terms of gas. It's much cheaper. It's comparable to or cheaper than most of the winters this past decade.
Well, let me ask you, we've got natural gas.
Yeah.
That we can pull from. Why is the cost going up then?
Yeah, part of it is that I think is they're expecting the winter, that was on gas bills, and they're expecting the winter to be a little more, to be colder. Now, so far, it was raining this morning. It was miserable, but it was pretty, pretty warm. But the winter is supposed to be, overall, is supposed to be colder. I think that's part of it. I think supply was down a bit. That's part of it. So that leads to an upward pressure in prices. But overall, I mean, if you go back, if you look at, and you can see on our website, we have something, we chart the gas prices, we have something on our blog, and you can see that, the prices have been really high at times over the past 15 years, but in the last, couple of years, they've been quite low. And a big reason for that, and this is very controversial, but a big reason for that is because of the fracking technology, the hydraulic fracturing, which some people absolutely hate, but it has, the impact has been to lower gas prices. And that actually, lower gas prices impacts the electricity prices. And, it's hard to believe, but Illinois has had the lowest electricity prices in the Midwest. Over the last couple of years.
I can believe it because Wisconsin is just terrible.
Yeah, right. I know. You see other states in our area. And so part of that has been there's a lot of things is that we have a surplus of power that has been very helpful. Part of it is the natural gas prices are bringing down electricity prices. Part of it is the impact of energy efficiency. And that's what I was going to go back to. I mean, you can't depend on the market. Energy efficiency is the best way to cut electricity costs, and that's the beautiful thing about I talked about this energy bill and making requiring ComEd to drop electricity usage by 21.5%. That is going to lead to lower electricity prices for everyone because it lowers demand. So I tell you, energy efficiency is the key. It's not just this. I get the feeling sometimes people think it's this. Only tree huggers do that. It's a nice thing that you do. It's actually, a lot of people who depend on it to cut their utility bills. And I think as we see prices go up, inch up for the gas, that it just becomes that much more important.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that. Is there anything we should be watching for coming up in the future?
Yeah, I think the big thing, Bill, is that people should be aware that. We've been getting a lot of reports from people getting phone calls or getting knocks on the door from alternative gas suppliers saying that they can guarantee you savings, asking for your gas bill or your electric bill if they're an electric supplier. People should just be aware that it's likely in this market that the utility is your best bet. It's likely. I'm not saying that's always the case, but it's likely. So if somebody calls up and says they want to see your electric bill or they want you to get your electric bill, just be very wary of that. If they get your account number, we've talked about this before, they can sign you up without your
knowing
approval.
About it. Yeah,
So just be careful of that. There have been a lot of people reporting getting calls or getting knocks on the door with very questionable marketing pitches.
Ah, the 1800 pitch man is alive and well again, Listen, you have yourself a great new year.
Thanks a lot, Bill. It's always a pleasure. I hope I can be on again.
Oh, well, definitely. Whenever I need to fill time. you can fill it better than anybody I know, so.
I got a lot of hot air.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, helium maybe, but not air. So I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great day, Bill.
That's Jim Chilson from the Citizens Utility Board. I'm Bill Jurek.
That smells good.
Well, look who came out of his man cave. Game must be over.
Oh, babe, just checking on you and dinner.
Well, your stomach clock is fast. It's gonna be a while. How about some celery?
Nah, that's rabbit food. There must be something good in here.
Well, why don't you... why don't you...
You okay?
Oh.
Honey!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke. Many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk. But it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
You're right. He always is a fountain of knowledge.
He is.
He knows what's going on.
He helps us out.
On.
He gives us the tips of the trade.
And you know, he's so flexible because a few times I had to change the dates around for the show. He's been right there and right on the money.
Well, it's because he's a nice guy.
Yes, because, well, you know, let's not carry things too far. It'll go to his head.
And calling somebody nice isn't necessarily an ego.
Well, you know.
I guess if you're really looking for something.
If you're really pushing for something, you know.
I'm just looking for anything to raise the bar a little bit.
Speaking of pushing, we got theater in Chicago that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go up in Lakeview and that, it's like it's like a bomb went off.
Yeah, there's little storefront theaters everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and Arbret Shishkov
mm-hmm.
is going around visiting the different theaters.
He's so lucky. That's such a great job.
Great job.
Well, I guess he doesn't get paid for it, though, does he?
He
does? Oh, good. Yeah. I thought he was interning.
And then he does the, it's a paid internship.
Oh, that's great.
And then he gets... He got to go to the opera.
Yes. Yeah, he's been everywhere.
Theater, so,
Goodman
yeah.
Theater, Christmas Carol. I mean,
right. We opened up a whole new world for him.
We did, which is just great.
And speaking of a whole new world, why don't we stop in and visit his world right now?
Well, I am Brett Shishkoff, and this is with me today, once again, is Sandy. Why don't you say hello to everybody there, Sandy?
Hey, everyone.
We actually are following up our last show when we were both on from Access Chicago and Xanadu with the Judd Goldman Sailing Center. Sandy just had a recent experience with Judd Goldman, and I had an experience with it quite a bit last year. I took 10 lessons myself, and so we're going to kind of go over what that consists of. Sandy, so how was the sailing this past weekend?
Well, so first for people that haven't heard about the Judd Goldman Sailing Foundation, this is a foundation. It's through the Chicago Park District, and it provides sailing lessons to people with all types of physical disabilities and vision impairments. And, you know, the trainer, the instructors, you know, they know how to work with people with disabilities. They have special equipment for those that have mobility impairments, you know, so that they can maneuver through the boat and use the different sailing equipment. And so I'd heard about the Judd Goldman. I'd heard about it several years ago, and for one reason or another, I wasn't able to sign up, unfortunately. But speaking here with Brett, he mentioned it, and you know, it's something that I've always been wanting to give it a try. I am a huge outdoors person. I'm a huge water person. Love
mm-hmm.
swimming.
Yep.
But I called. I filled out the necessary paperwork. You have to go, you know, just through a very simple process. I mean, you just apply, give them your information, sign the waiver. And it wasn't until this Saturday that I was able to sit in one of the lessons. This was my first lesson. And, I mean, it was a cloudy day. You know, it was a little windy out in Lake Michigan, but it was nice. You know, the weather was, it was hot out there. It was like in the lower 80s, I want to say. You know, so first of all, what I really liked is that they, you know, went through the layout of the boat, the different parts of the boat. They described, you know, before I even, you know, and this was when I first went to fill out the paperwork. You know, they walked me through the boats and took me on a tour. But so Saturday, you know, I got to sit in and enjoy the breeze and the fresh water smell of Lake Michigan. So I think it was a nice experience, and I'm sure that you can talk more, but since you have taken the entire course, talk a little bit about.
Last year, so I ended up having 10 lessons. And it's nice because they kind of work with your budget and what you're actually, what you have available. And so, because it's through scholarships and grants and whatnot that they get their funding. And so, it's quite nice. I went a few, with a few different instructors. So each instructor is a little bit different in what they explain and the background that they give you. And so, you know, if you want to steer the boat, you can steer it no matter if you're blind or not. There's somebody to point you in the right direction. So if you want to be the captain of the ship, per se, you have the opportunity to do so. If you're a person who wants to learn how to control the sails, you can do that as well. You'd be closer to the front of the boat or the bow, if we're using nautical terms, and they teach you all of that stuff as well. And so I wanted to get my hands on a little bit of everything when I went, and so they were very good and very patient, and it's a real fun experience just because sailing isn't something that everybody gets to do, and so to have this type of program, most people think it's very, very expensive to do sailing, which in most cases it is, but in the case of the Judd Goldman Sailing Foundation, they've been great on being able to accommodate people with disabilities and giving us the opportunity to get out on the water. One of my favorite parts last year was one of the instructors. She took me after we were done on the boat, and she brought out an actual model of the sailboat and basically was able to go over every single part of the boat. And then when the sails are pointed, you know, if they're all the way out, what your boat's supposed to do and where the wind is coming from. And so she gave me a very, very in-depth, detailed description of what, how the boat reacts to certain types of wind and how you need to react as a sailor to be able to get the most out of the boat. And so if you want to be a person who just sits around on the boat and lets them do most of the work, you can do that. But if you wanted to be like a crewman type thing and you wanted to learn every inch of how that sailboat works, you can also learn that as well. And they really encourage you to participate in the sail and not just sit around, but if that's what you feel comfortable doing, is just staying in a boat and just getting your sea legs underneath you, then that's fine too.
And what I really liked about it too is that, you know, before you actually you know, if you want to sign up for the six lessons or however many lessons, you can actually take, you know, like a trial lesson, a free lesson at the beginning, you know, to see if you like it, to see if it's something that you might consider. I unfortunately, you know, it's almost the end of the season, but you know, I really enjoyed it. I definitely think that I'll sign up for the entire six lessons at least next year. And I think something that I also liked about is the camaraderie, you know, between people with disabilities. You know, we have people with all types of disabilities. You know, there are passengers who are blind, passengers with physical disabilities. So just even that social aspect, you know, of getting to know more people and, you know, sharing, you know, similarities. And, you know, I think it's a nice experience overall.
Yeah, what I was impressed with was one of their students became one of their instructors, and this instructor actually is in a wheelchair, and so they help him every single time he has a lesson. He gets help onto the boat, and so anyone who needs that type of assistance, if you have some mobility issues, they're able to help you get onto the boat safely, like Sandy did say earlier. So yeah, doesn't matter what your disability is, they try as hard as they possibly can to make sure that you're able to do these lessons and enjoy yourself. And the people there are great. The instructors, the volunteers, they're all really, really awesome people. And I've had such great conversations with them. And whenever I went back, they remembered me because I was there quite often. And I believe their schedule, they have Monday and Tuesday off. And then they go through Wednesday through Sunday. And so that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. You
know. So you can do it on the weekends if that's all you have available, or you can do it during the week. And they have two times. It's 9 a.m.
To noon.
To noon. And then they have, was it 1?
1 to 3:30,
yep.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. So you have two options if you can do the morning or afternoon. There's quite a bit of flexibility with that schedule. And, some days are a little bit easier to sail. You got those choppy, windy days that are actually the most fun for me, at least. Your boat's just flying. You're getting able to get some water sprayed in the face. It wakes you up.
I got to experience the boat tilting a little bit. So
yep.
That's...
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my initiation,
yeah,
if you will. No, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's a fun experience overall.
Yeah, one of the instructors, when the boat started to tilt the first time, I kind of asked him, I was like, is it supposed to do that? And he goes, that means you're doing your job right. If it's tilting, the more you're tilting, the better you are,
better.
And the faster you're going on the water. And I was like, oh, well, that's different experience.
Right.
And so, you know. And then you also have to shift your weight a little bit to adjust to that.
Exactly.
And so some people move from one side to the other. So they teach you all of that. And that's what's kind of really, really fun about it is they go over a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and for people that are interested, they do have a website. And it's Judd, J-U-D-D, Goldman, G-O-L-D-M-A-N, Sailing, sailing.org. And you can also call them. Their number is 312-644-3200. And, you know, they're like I said, the season is almost over for this year. But they do hold an open house in April, you know, for people that are interested in participating, would like to get more information. That's April of this next year, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you are into sailing or just want to try something new or just... You know, have fun out in the lake, and you have a disability, you know, this, you know, feel free to check it out. And they also have a few YouTube videos where you can see the different program, the accommodation. So, yeah, feel free to check it out.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. This is Brett Shishkoff, and that it was Sandy Murillo joining me today. And we look forward to the next segment where we pretty much cover anything accessible for the city that we hopefully can encourage all of you to get out there and enjoy what Chicago has to offer.
All right. Thank you, Brett, and have a great day, everyone.
Okay. So just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay. Then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
And speaking of interesting things going on around town.
Mm-hmm.
We always are interested in what Mrs. Kleeman has to say.
Oh, thank you,
in our
darling.
Let Us Turn Up the Beat segment.
That's right.
So you're going to continue on with all
Yes,
we had last
I'm piggybacking
week?
On what I discussed last week with
Good.
Just some kind of simple tips to get through the day in a
okay.
more healthy and mindful way.
Now, you and I talked off the air about sweet in a beverage. They're saying you're better off having a regular beverage, you know, like a non-diet beverage, than you are having a beverage.
They're better off saying...
No, they say that you're better off having the straight...
Right.
Let's say like Coca-Cola,
right,
Pepsi-Cola,
right, right. Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Right.
As opposed to diet.
Well, diet is... it's all chemicals. And
right.
They're chemicals that have been proven to cause cancer.
Okay.
So for diet, yeah, and it actually increases the risk of obesity as well because
gotcha.
Of the because
okay.
of what they put in your
yeah.
what you're putting in your body can't process it. So although it says zero calories, you may not technically be drinking a calorie, but you're putting so much other stuff,
in
yeah,
your body.
And
yeah.
your body can't process it, and so it does create it's a higher risk of diabetes, higher risk of obesity, higher risk of we've just discussed another one.
Oh, Parkinson's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just, I don't know if it causes that, but I know diabetes, I know obesity, diet
yeah.
soda is a culprit
yeah.
in all of those. So, I mean, the best thing to do is just don't drink soda. Like the regular sodas are no good for you either because they're loaded with sugar and. Part of what I'm talking about today is...
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let
yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you,
no, no,
ahead.
It's fine. It's fine. No, drinking your calories, your body processes liquid calories differently than it processes solid calories. So if you're drinking a lot of calories a day, and you can be getting your liquid calories in soda, in juice, in coffee drinks. I mean, you go to Starbucks and you order a, you know, mocha, vanilla, caramel, creme brulee, peppermint frappuccino, and the syrups that they put in those drinks are loaded with sugar and loaded with calories. So, you know, you could be drinking a medium cup of your fancy coffee drink and downing 500 calories in one sitting. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, and so there's just this epidemic that's kind of like exploded in the last decade. And that's a big part of it.
Right.
Like
right.
we're all addicted to our coffee drinks. And if you're not aware or mindful, then you're putting so much excess There's so much excess calories that you're putting into your body.
Hey, I like a straight cup of coffee with cream.
Well, bless your heart, because that's aside from the cream, a black cup of coffee is as innocent as you can get for the most part.
Not black, no.
No, I don't like black coffee. I don't drink black coffee either,
no.
but I do put almond milk and a little coconut sugar in mine.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. So anyway, yeah, sugary drinks are also associated with heart disease and just different...
That's the one. Yeah.
Heart disease, yeah. yeah. So it's just different problems that that soda and sugary... And juice, too, is part of that. I mean, a lot of people drink juice by the gallon thinking it's healthy, and it's just not. You know, it's... Again, it's loaded with sugar. And even if it's 100% natural, that's a better option. Yes, absolutely, it's a better option. Juice is still never a good option. So...
Well, what are you supposed to drink?
Water. You betcha. Or you can get, you know, that you if you don't like straight water, there are those flavor packets you can get at the store. And, you know, or do fruit-infused water. We've talked about this.
Who?
Fruit-infused. Like, mash up fruit and put it in your water and put it in a pitcher in the refrigerator. And then you've got, like,
water.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I suggest the, you know, the liquid or the...
So orange juice seasoning?
No good. Better than soda, yes, but it's still loaded with calories and sugar.
What about grapefruit juice or grapefruit?
All of it, babe. All of it. It's all... I mean, grapefruits... Well, yeah. I mean, because fruit is... It has a lot of natural sugars in it. But our bodies still read that as sugar intake. So we still have to use it as in moderation. Juice is better for you than soda. Absolutely, hands down. But you are still getting the same... consumption of calories and sugar in juice as you are in soda.
Right.
So it's just, you know, something that we need to be mindful of.
It's true.
Yep.
Yep.
Second, if you have excess belly fat, get rid of it, because the belly fat that kind of collects in the abdominal cavity creates a lot of problems. It creates a lot of the fat buildup around the organs.
Oh, yes, it does. Yep.
Exactly. And all of our major organs, except for our brain, are really kind of compact in that core area.
Right.
So if we have excess belly fat in our abdominal cavity, it's going to affect everything.
Yep.
You know, that fat is going to kind of leach into everywhere. So you are will have much stronger health-wise if that just that belly fat you can
sure.
just you know even if you can't eliminate it all the way. I mean, weight loss is not an easy thing, and that's absolutely understandable, but I think if we are mindful of what we put into our bodies, think good things will happen.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people I think just don't care. They eat mindlessly. They aren't, you know, they're not concerned about what they put into their body, and their bodies are going to respond to that. So, you know, it's a choice that we make. I still eat sweets. I mean, I'm very, you know, I'm very mindful of what I put into my body. But
right.
at the same time, I love sweets. I love dessert. And so I don't deprive myself of that. But I control it now, you know, and that's a big difference, is eating with control or eating without control.
I have gotten to the point where I have no appetite.
Well, I don't know if that's good.
No, I mean, I eat, but not as much as I used
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or I'll have... And I'm going to use this as an example.
Okay.
Let's use a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I'll eat maybe a half of it.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Won't eat the fries.
Wow.
No, I just want the hamburger and give me a cup of coffee with it.
All right. Well, you know, I think our tastes change too. And
as we get older.
They do.
Yeah.
And I think that even in the time that I've known you, your eating preferences have changed as well.
They have.
I think our bodies just sort of, you know, they kind of readjust to, I mean, it's, and I think that they're habits that need to be made. I mean, it's not a quick journey to go from one way of life to a totally different way of
right.
life. It takes time and mindfulness and being aware, but eventually your body then starts to adjust to that and acclimate to, you know, the portion size or the
right,
type of food that
right.
you're eating or whatever it might
yeah.
be.
So
a good way to lose excess belly fat is to, you know, reduce carbs, eat more protein, and again, going back to the fiber thing, because, you know, really, if we have a healthy gut and we clean ourselves out regularly, then we should be in good shape.
Okay. Well, does that kind of do it for this?
That'll
week?
Do it.
All right. She's Lainey Kleeman. I'm Bill Jurek. And we have been, I'm trying to figure out a way to phrase this. You can't. There's no other way than let us turn up the beat.
Let us turn up the beat.
We'll be back with more right after this.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There you go.
Back in the saddle again.
We're back in action, baby.
Yes, we are.
Speaking of back in action, I'm taking a lesson from the master. Speaking of back in action,
yes.
Guess who's back in action?
Who?
Brian Hawkins and Tom Persky.
Everyone, welcome into Tom's Corner. And Tom, it's the new year. We've got lots of things to talk about. Lots of things have been happening over the weeks that we haven't had new shows.
Right.
You've
right.
got updates. You've got new information on hardware and software. So where would you like to start?
Oh, where should we start? Because there's so many, many things. Are you doing okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Perfect.
We're ready for the new year, I guess.
Yes.
And we're ready for winter to be over, too.
Well...
But that might be a while.
Yeah.
You know, this is Chicago, not Sarasota, I guess.
Yes.
But no, there's a couple of updates that are really interesting, you know, in our world of low vision devices, some of the things that have been new over these last few years have been the eSight glasses from Canada.
Right.
And they've been around now for about 2.5 years, and they have contacted us that they've developed a whole new system with hardware and software that are much lighter and easier to wear. They're sort of a light tan color instead of the big dark black glasses like they used to be. Mm-hmm. So they're smaller, they're lighter, and we're going to be seeing those this week. Later this week, from the Canadians are coming down, so I have to get my Canadian accent going. Eh? Say "eh" at the end of every sentence.
That's right.
Yeah. And so we're excited about that because, you know, as technology gets smaller and lighter and better, you know, we're hoping someday there'll be a pair of glasses that will look something like a pair of sunglasses that will help us to see better. The eSight goes 12 times the normal size. Mm-hmm. And so somebody with 20/200 vision could probably see close to 20/20 with a pair of eSight glasses. So we're excited to see those, and we will be showing those to people who want to come in and go through an evaluation, and there's no charge for that. We usually take about an hour to do that with somebody because we want to not only test you on the eye chart, but we want you to bring in your own materials, your books, or things that you'd like to read. And then we'd like to not only get up out of the chair and not just reading, but walk down the hall, go out to our store, mm-hmm. walk outside if it's not inclement, and be able to test it out for you for real-world experiences, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Another very popular item that you wear on your face is it's called the Orcam from Israel. And Orcam has been around now for about 1.5 years. And it's a small little, tiny little camera that's about the size of 1/2 of a cigarette that just rests right on your temple piece of your glasses. And if you don't wear glasses, they give you kind of a nice looking pair of fake glasses to wear. And that camera will take a picture of a page and read it out loud to you. There's no visual display, mm-hmm. so it's all auditory, so it can work for just about everybody, and it's simple to use. And the new update is that it's going to be in Spanish also. So because it was developed in Israel, I think they wanted to come across to America and bring something really good to. But I know other languages was a big part of what they were hoping to do in the future. So we're for our Spanish-speaking audience.
It is in Spanish.
It's going to be. And they have two different versions. One that reads text aloud. The other version can recognize faces and can also be trained to recognize things in your cabinet, let's say, or your pantry, like items, soup items or peanut butter or whatever it might be. And they're making available now the ability to buy the Orcam at the lower price, and then later, if you want to upgrade, to be able to be upgradable. So that's kind of a neat option also. So again, we do Orcam demonstrations here all the time. If you want to actually make an appointment, you can call Sandra in our technology department, and she makes all the appointments for us. And Sandra's number is 312-997-3677. Mm-hmm. 997-3677. And say you want to come see the Orcam, or you want to come see the new eyes.
And any of those things.
Right, right. The other thing I was going to talk about today is reminded me a few weeks ago is the sun was out and the snow was on the ground, and I had to change my sunglasses from the summertime version to the wintertime version.
Oh, okay.
And I need so much more protection when the reflection of the light and the snow and everything, my whole face kind of crunches up, and it's almost like discomfort. And I have a pair of these NOIR is the name of the company. They're a medical company. In fact, you can go to their website. It's NOIR-medical.com. NOIR-medical.com. And you can see the kinds of things that they developed, I think, are very unique, and maybe people should know about it, because they have different colors that are very important, as that heighten the contrast of things, make things stand out more. Mm-hmm. If you're visually impaired, if you have macular degeneration, the number one color is amber. It makes things really stand out more. And so, but that's not all. Only, which most companies only offer one type of amber. This company offers many different, what we call percentages of, that can block certain percentages of light. So, for instance, in the amber range, they have what they call a 10% amber. They have a 2% dark amber. So imagine 2%. What that actually means is it's blocking 98% of the light. So it's a dark, dark lens. Right. And there's some people who really need that. If they have trouble with their cornea, they have trouble being able to see. And I have a 4% amber that I put on, and my whole face kind of relaxes. And it's pretty amazing. Now, I wouldn't probably wear that if there was no snow on the ground, because I wouldn't be able to see as well. So that's another thing that people should know about, is if the glasses are too dark, they do make very light colored glasses, 40%. Or even 60%, which only blocks 40% of the light, which is really good for older people who have macular degeneration and other eye conditions. Then they talk about the fact that dark lenses really block their ability to see well. And so if you did not know that there are such a thing, come into our Tools for a Living store. We put together a new display of these lens blanks that you can actually just hold up to one of your eyes. And we've got the variety of things here that I brought on a list of all the top sellers for the Knower company. And so you'll see the amber colors and the yellow and the dark yellow. There's even an orange and a dark orange. Orange actually does make things really stand out more. For persons with other eye diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, colors like red actually can help somebody, or kind of a combination of a red-orange lens. Mm-hmm. And so we've got all those here now on display. And then once you find the color that's best, you can then pick out a frame style that you like. Some frame styles have that fit right over your regular glasses.
Right.
So you can save money on not having to buy prescription lenses. Or if you don't want the fit overs, they do make a pretty stylish regular frame now. It has a tiny bit of side shields also that blocks the light from all angles. And that can really help people with sensitivity to sunlight and glare. So we're excited to show that now. Our Tools for a Living store is 1-800-919-3375. 1-800-919-3375. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Okay.
So here at 1850 West Roosevelt in Chicago.
All right. Now, in a couple of weeks, I know the White Sox and the Cubs are reporting for spring training. Are you guys getting ready for your road shows?
We are getting ready for spring, and it's not spring training for us. It's the real thing,
right?
Which is taking our show on the road of all these products that we mentioned, and technology and independent living aids, sponsored by the Lions Clubs of Illinois. And we have been doing shows now for about 5 years. And we start in March. So the South Suburbs, March 15th, we're going to be in Frankfort, Illinois, at the Frankfort Township office. Mm-hmm. And that's really a nice venue for us. And we'll be there from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon on March 15th. So if you live south, come and visit us. Mark your calendar. If you live northwest, we're going to be March 29th. We're going to be in Arlington Heights at the Wheeling Township office. Wheeling, the city with feeling, is where we're going to be that day, March 29th. So we look forward to seeing all of you. We always get a nice turnout. Like I said, it's open house. You can come and go as you please. It's free, open to the public. And if you want to be on the mailing list, you know, we send a postcard to everybody within 10 miles of our shows. You can use that same number, 1-800-919-3375.
All right. Well, he's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. Tom's Corner. We'll be back again next week with more information that you can use. This is The Beacon.
Well, Miss Vanilla.
Yes.
That's going to do it for this week.
Oh, another one in the can.
Another, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, of course, a lot of people think we should be in the can.
Oh, nobody thinks that.
You don't think so?
No. Well, no, I know behind the scenes. But we've been fighting for this for 8 years. So.
Yeah, we have.
So. Yeah, we're still here. We're still breathing.
We never know. Could come back.
It could. Absolutely.
So what's up for the... well, geez, we're going to be in the first
February. Here we go. We're coming around the corner of winter.
That's right.
We really are. We can see spring.
Well, you know
our...
what they call us? Roger Treemstra, who used to report on WGN, called this the dregs of winter.
The dregs of winter. Yeah. And January and February.
No, the last week of January, first week of February.
Oh, yeah.
And then you turn the corner like it's...
Okay. So. Yeah, I can see that. The January and February in general are tough months to get through out
they
here.
They are.
For sure. But yeah, that you're kind of right in that like gray area.
That's it.
Yeah, I hear it.
You're starting to come out.
You're starting to.
That's it. Well, that'll do it for us this week. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
And we'll be back with another one next week. We'll keep doing it until we get it right. Oh, by the
could
way,
be here a while.
To Brian Hawkins and... you know, I did forget to give...
We did.
...what credit's due last week.
We didn't give a shout-out last week.
We didn't give a shout-out last week to Brian Hawkins. We didn't give one to Sandy Marillo.
Brent Shishkoff.
And Brent Shishkoff, yeah. So I salute all of you for work that is fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's right. And Brian doing the voodoo that he does so well. We'll see you back here next week. Have a great week.